Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about unwrapped fellowship, specifically looking at how mercy plays into us having fellowship with God and with one another. And as we consider what that fellowship looks like, each weekday morning, we're going to be talking and praying about a different aspect of fellowship. And today, we want to focus in on fellowship with a faithful God. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9, Paul writes and says, God, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful. There's something special, I think, about receiving an invitation. There are things that are open, and we can go or we cannot go. And sometimes we hear about an event, and someone just says, yeah, come, bring your friends. But the person that tells us isn't the one hosting it. They're just spreading the news. And at least for me, I'm probably a little less likely to go if it's second or third hand. And the more that it's passed around, the less likely I am to feel like I'm really invited. There are other things where I receive a personal invitation, and I carefully weigh out my schedule, my time, my desire. And when I accept that invitation, I go with very little fear that I'm not wanted, because I was invited. I expect to be welcomed when I arrive. I expect to be accepted. I expect to be a part of the gathering. And the great news about living in the family of God as his child is it's not just all of us going around and inviting everybody else and saying, come along, then nobody will notice, another person isn't going to matter. We're actually delivering personal messages, personal invitations. God invites you. And when we recognize that God has called us into fellowship with his Son and through his Son, and that he's faithful, that it's not, we show up at the door and he says, oh, it's you. I kind of wasn't really expecting you to answer. That's not the kind of God that we have. There are probably times where you receive an invitation that's just part of a group, and it may be somewhat personalized, but it's simply because you belong to a certain group. The host really may or may not know you, but they may or may not even want you there. But when you arrive and you're wanted, there's typically a very different feeling than when you arrive and you're not really wanted. And we walk and live in fellowship with the living God because he wants us to. His desire is for us to draw near to him. As Jesus approached Jerusalem, as the end of his life here on earth was approaching, he says he looks out over Jerusalem and he weeps. He says, how I have longed to gather you to myself like a hen gathers its chicks under its wings. But you had no interest. You weren't willing. And that same longing extends to you. It extends to me. It extends to every person that you or I will meet today. And I'm afraid that sometimes we almost get the feeling that this invitation is for good people. The problem is there aren't any. Unfortunately, we tend to define that according to ourselves. And while we wouldn't necessarily say it, what we're really meaning is people that are at least as good as I am. But as we looked at Sunday in our message, the idea that we have fellowship with God through Jesus because of mercy. Not because we've earned it, not because we deserve it, not because we're so good at cleaning ourselves up. The gift of mercy that God gives to us is ours to receive. And it's what makes us right with God. It's what makes us to be able to walk in fellowship with Him. See, we will always struggle in walking in fellowship with one another, and more so when we haven't figured out how to walk in fellowship with God. When we discover mercy at the heart of our fellowship with God, we become more merciful. And God's desire for you, His desire for me, is we would respond to His calling. When He says, come, walk, live, breathe, exist in fellowship with my Son, Jesus Christ. And He says He is faithful to not only make that happen, but to keep it. So that it depends on our acceptance, but on His work. Do you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us all of those things that we need in order to be right with You, in order to be in fellowship. And it's not just that we stumble into it, but You invite us. You call us into fellowship. And You extend the mercy to make that fellowship possible. Father, may we live as those who are kingdom citizens. Not in fear as if we had somehow snuck in and we're hoping we don't get caught. But this is a party, a celebration, a family that we've been invited into. To which we belong because we've been clothed with Christ. God, may we know Your faithfulness. When we stumble, when we fall, when we fail You. May we continue to realize Your love, Your grace, Your mercy. Wraps us up in Your arms and creates fellowship when we have damaged it, creates fellowship when we have destroyed it, creates fellowship when we think it's impossible. And so, God, today, as we live and interact with the people around us, may we live as one who walks in fellowship with You. And may our fellowship with Your Son, Jesus Christ, be evident in the way that we treat others in the way that we speak to others, in the way that we love others. And may this fellowship with Jesus be central so that we would lift Him up in all things, so that He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.